People, this is Jonathan with the Music Hypebeast Podcast coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. The Music Hypebeast platform is special because when we started this blog, MusicHypebeast.com, it was really about, first it was music distribution because we have to deal with Empire, and then we converted it to a blog because at the time, blogs were popping because artists were looking to get a blue check. So, and we use it as a way to give artists free posts on the site just to be able to, give them a voice. It was really about amplifying their voice. Music Hypebeast now has over 25 podcasts. 7 of the podcasts are in the top 200 on Apple. We are still a distribution platform, and we have one of the highest ranking blog sites out there. And our Instagram as well, at the Music Hypebeast. It's for the artist. It's for the creator. Naturally, we created a podcast around the company to be able to further extend the voices of dope and innovative content creators. Speaking to a young king today who truly... The thing I love about Max Williams is his humility. Humility is a powerful quality because it means that even though you're powerful and you're great, you don't try to put yourselves ahead of other people and you treat people with a great deal of respect and you have a great self-awareness about who you are and what you are. Max Boogie is an amazing, amazing creative music, a natural born storyteller, and he is here with a purpose. I'm honored, super honored to have my brother, Max Boogie, on the Music Hypebeast Podcast. Welcome to the podcast, my brother.
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. You know how to get that big boy intro, man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Appreciate it.
Glad always. You. Always, bro. Let me jump right into it. When you think about, like, the war within music as far as the cutthroat business and the ups and downs and the uncertainties and the long nights and all that stuff, man, that goes on with it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, like, in your mind, how do you see yourself balancing all of that?
It's just about, it's like strength training, you know what I mean? It's like strength training. You kind of just got to get you some people around you, you know what I mean? Do some research, do some resourcing, things like that. Because you know these things are going to happen to where you're going, you're going to bump into some things that you're going to need some help with, some things that you won't understand because we don't, obviously wasn't born into the music business or anything like that. So it's just about, man, endurance, man, strength training, getting used to how things operate, how things work, learning, always being open to learning and educating yourself. And just, you know what I mean, stay with it, stay diligent with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, I like that analogy with strength training. That's a good look. Real, real important. I want to tap into this part. When you think about the strength training aspect of what you just said, like, it's a lot of deadlifting in hip-hop. You know, you think of a dead weightlifter, they take the weight off the ground, they bend their knees, and they go straight up to the top. It's a very, you need a lot of upper body strength, man. So how do you prepare yourself every day to run this race, this marathon? Like, well, what are some of the things you do to keep yourself, keep your mind strong, to keep your body strong? Because it's taxing, bro.
Yeah, it definitely
it's
is.
It's like you're juggling, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Me, man, I just try to pay attention to the things that help me mentally. And I build off of that, you know what I mean? I pay attention to, because it's all learning yourself. It's at the end of the day, it's all learning yourself. You got to realize what puts you in a better spirit, what, you know what I mean, what builds character for you, things like that. Because it's all, I mean, you gotta, like I said, that's another strength training thing, you know what I mean? It's all about building the endurance. So every day I get up, I just, man, I look in the mirror and say, let's do it again. You know what I mean? It's a fight every day. You gotta self-prepare yourself mentally, you know what I mean? And as long as you can take care of your mental, you can learn how to balance things out. Learn how to adjust, learn how to, you know, move, keep moving and keep your head on the swivel, bob and weave, things like that. That's all I can really say. I just get up, man, and I take a minute to myself and don't really, and you know, a big thing for me recently is learning not to worry. You know what I mean? Don't worry about, just move in good faith. You know what I mean? Just move in good faith. Always move with good intentions, pure intentions, and everything else, man, will play out. You know what I mean? It'll play out the way it's supposed to.
Let me ask you this. You said something powerful. You learn not to worry. How difficult is a lesson? How difficult of a lesson is that to learn?
Yeah, that's, man, like I said, that's something I came to recently, very recently. You know what I mean? But not worry. It's, man, it's no one way to answer that question, bro. You know what I mean? You gotta find you something, man. Find you a faith, rather that be religiously, rather that be find faith in yourself, find faith, find something, man. You know what I mean? And like I said, once you find that and you have that for yourself, you just continue to move in good faith. You know what I mean? Continue to move like, you know, the things you do is for the better. You know what I mean? You have nothing but good intentions in your heart. You have a pure heart. And all you can do is keep moving forward, man. You know what I mean? All you can do is keep moving forward. At the end of the day, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. You're going to have to deal with it. And the only thing you can do is prepare yourself to know that it's going to be some things you got to deal with. And you can either give up or you keep going. Keep dealing with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, there's no doubt. People, right now, we're talking to Max Boogie on the Music Ibeez podcast, syndicated on 99.7 Heat Miami, a part of the iHeartRadio family. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app and tap in with our station. Type in 99.7 The Heat, DA space HEAT Miami. Max Boogie, I want to talk to you about this. The history of hip hop. Talk to me about, how much does the history of hip hop mean to you? When you think about the 50, you just celebrated 50 years of hip hop. What is your breakdown, your some of the things you appreciate about the game of hip hop? Some of the rappers, some of the pioneers, just some of the things you learn how to stuff. You kind of break down that to them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's already, like you said, 50 years, so it's already historical. You know what I mean? It's changed so many lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's uplifted so many people. I mean, you know, it's bumps on the road. Ultimately, man, hip hop has always been something to replicate positivity. And I would say, like, urban America, you know what I mean? Like, where we come from and, you know, the hood and stuff like that. And it's always good to see people like yourself on that greater stage, man. You know what I mean? It's always been a sign of hope, a sign of positivity from, I mean, you know, you got, it's too many names to even name, man. You got pioneers like Nas, Jay, Fifth. You got people going back and go, BDK, Big Daddy Kane, you know what I mean? Going all the way back, it's historical, you know what I mean? All these influential people that came into the game and made a difference, made an impact, and did it the right way and showed the youth and the next generations to come how to, you know what I mean? That is more to life than what we see every day, you know what I mean? Coming from certain areas and what we see in our everyday life. I feel like the history of hip-hop is very important to highlight positivity in the hood, man. That's what I feel like. Because I feel like I said, we all come from the same place at the end of the day. You know, we come from them areas. You know what I mean? So I feel like, for me, hip-hop is that. That's what I'm idolizing hip-hop, man, is the positivity in it. And you got to try to separate the negativity from the positive. Because it's all, I mean, no matter what you do, you're going to have something. You know what I mean? We have some gray hair somewhere, but ultimately, man, hip hop is just for positivity, man, in the hood.
True. How much, I mean, let me rephrase this. You are a black man in America. Every day you leave the house, there's no guarantee you are coming home. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you could speak up just a little bit too, if you don't mind. So,
absolutely, man.
Yeah, so with that being said, hip hop, black man, America, violence, and then love. Like, how do you mix that all together? That's a tricky jambalaya right there you make. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, part of you, you know, can easily be upset. Part of you can easily be motivated. There's so many different emotions swirling around when you bring hip hop into your life, especially as a male, because it's complicated to a degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Man. Like, I mean, I don't want to keep going back to it, but that's just, man, that's the daily management. You know what I mean? Things that you just got to learn. Like, it's just things you just got to learn on the way, man. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, there's nobody to teach you these things. It's all kinds of emotions, man, that you go through just living life every day. Like you said, being black in America, being a black man in America or anything like that, man. It's all kinds of things you got to go through. And sometimes you don't even understand why. But at the end of the day, it's two choices. It boils down to two choices.
Save big money on your next project now at Menard. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Man, you either keep it going or you give up. And what's the, you gotta look at what's the alternatives, man. You know what I mean? If you give up, you'll be stuck amongst what you already was trying to make it out of. You know what I mean? If you keep going, it's nothing but positivity if you keep going. You know what I mean? So it's balancing out. It's hard to say, man. You know what I mean? It's hard to answer that question on the dot.
I got you.
It's like you just gotta, man. You gotta be smart enough to learn as you go. That's all I can say. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question about the risk in hip hop as far as a death is concerned. Give us your viewpoints on the Nipsey Hussle death.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times when something tragic happens, people start questioning how you know it is, or you know, it gets real dark, it gets real convoluted, real complicated. Like when Nipsey died, like 5 years ago. Pretty much almost. How did that impact you?
You say Nip Hussle, man, you talking about, I would say easily one of the people for me that's been the most influential and impactful in hip hop for me, man. So that really did tear me apart a little bit. You know what I mean? Nip was a symbolism of so many things, man. Like I said, coming from where he was from and being able to see somebody actually do it and make it to this level and be coming from the same kind of things that we all come from, man, it was catastrophic for me. You know what I mean? It was catastrophic for real. And I feel like, man, it there's no kind of, you know, these was early accomplishments in his true career. You know what I mean? So imagine what he could have done with given more time, you know, if that didn't happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was crazy. That was crazy, man.
Because when he died, like, it was such a big loss because of his involvement in the community. Like, did you question, was it worth it after him?
Well,
did
it come, I mean, what I you mean,
like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, like, what's what you mean? Why was worth it? Like, what's worth it?
Rapping because of the violence connected to it.
I mean, man, if you believe in something, it's always worth it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in it, and you somebody who, so like rap is your purpose, making music is your purpose, hip hop, that's your purpose. You have something meaningful to say to people, you have a message. I mean, man, we gonna live or die by that every day. At the end of the day, unfortunate things happen, but like I said, that's out of your control. You know, you gotta just, like I said, do what I'm pretty sure is what he was doing what he felt like was what he was supposed to be doing. And I mean, something unfortunate happened. But that don't mean that the message wasn't true. That don't mean that the movement wasn't real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean, so I feel like, yes, yeah, it's always worth it to stand on what you believe in, period, point blank.
How often do you think about Tupac?
That's another one for me, man. Two of the biggest as far as influences in hip-hop. So Pac, a lot, definitely. Grew up on Pac.
You know, when you think about the legends, man, it's got to make you smile. It's got to make you feel good. I mean, it's aspirational. Yeah. So that you could potentially walk in their shoes one day. There's also a big shadow that always hangs over you as well. So I definitely respect that.
Yeah.
Last question. Well, two questions, really.
Yeah.
What is it that souls, what's one truly special quality that you possess?
Man, I truly believe it's just my poise, I would say. You know what I mean? My poise, my ability to make the best of nothing, man. You know what I mean? My ability to capitalize on whatever is presented to me. You know what I mean? Capitalize on. Because, you know, everything you come across ain't necessarily what you want it to be. Everything people tell you isn't necessarily, you know, you never know. Especially, you know, like just everyday life, the industry, rap, you know, things like that. But I think that's one of my biggest qualities, man, is to still basically see, I don't want to sound too corny with it, but basically still see a light at, in a dark tunnel. You know what I mean?
That made perfect sense. Sure. I understand exactly where you're coming from.
To still see a light, in a dark tunnel, man. You know what I mean? I feel like that's, and then a lot of people mention that to me as well. People that know me personally, like, yo, man, this is crazy. How you ain't losing it, man? How you keeping it together? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, nah, I feel the same way, the same exact way you feel, but losing your composure ain't going, that's not the answer. That's not going to get you nowhere near. Best thing to do now is to, you know what I mean, stay calm, accept the situation for what it is, and realize the beauty of it too. You know what I mean?
What have you enjoyed so far about working with Radio Bushes, man?
Man, just the professionalism, the support, the insight, the knowledge. You know what I mean? It's been an experience all around, and a useful experience. You know, I appreciate everything that I've seen so far.
Definitely, man. How you feel about, now you got your track on iHeartRadio, the clean version. How I feel to be on iHeart, bro?
Man, it's cool, man. It's a step, man. It's first step. You know what I mean? We got a lot coming.
Yeah, man. You gotta be excited about that. You gotta tune in. You know you're on radio now, just so we clear. You're on the radio 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning, then 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern, then 8 p.m. to midnight. Then again, you run it back from 1 a.m. to 3. So you gotta make sure you tune in. Now you gotta follow. Make sure you follow 99.997 The Heat Miami Official on Instagram, and make sure you're supporting the station, bro. Where get people to request your music. Just want to be clear, you're on iHeartRadio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big iHeart, man.
For sure, man.
Bounce Back. You know Bounce Back is my record.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely that, man. Like I said, definitely, man, I'm appreciative of where I am at this point and even more excited for what's to come. You know what I mean? Absolutely. I'm like, man, I feel like this is we got a long road ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I respect your, like I said, man, your humility, man, is a beautiful thing, bro.
Yeah.
I respect it tenfold. I love the fact that you're humble, and, you know, that conversation we had last week, you know, that meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. Because it's important for people to know that they're appreciated and that they have, you know, a certain level of care from people. And love to want to see them win. A lot of artists, especially artists in this industry, there's not people that want to see them win like that. Yeah. You know, cats just be on something else. But we want you to win. We want you to grow, bro, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
That means a lot to us. Because a year from now, I want you to be saying, yo, Jay, I'm on live, man. I'm making $10,000 a year just off Instagram. People buying badges, people buying my merch. And that's what drives us right now. We know that that's there. So that's what drives us right now, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, I want to see people saying, I'm really living this life. Like, man, there's nothing more satisfying than that, bro.
Elevation.
You know? Heck yeah. Like, see people say, I'm living a life. But I mean it so much. Like, real talk. Like, I mean a lot, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, man. But anyway, well, I want to say thank you for being on the podcast, man. What have you enjoyed about being on the Music Ivy's podcast tonight?
Man, you know, dope interview like always, man. We I like to chop it up. I definitely I was surprised to hear you mention Nip, man. That's a big one for me, man.
Hey,
yeah.
True story. Go when we hang up. Go to RNH Mag on Instagram. So, We did a magazine cover for Nip. We did a whole article for him 6 years ago. Yeah, go to RNH Mag on Instagram. That's our magazine, Results in the Light. That's our magazine.
We're
print now. We're coming out with our first print edition in October. We're featuring Devin Mill. Matter of fact, you know, Dev, you comment on this video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're doing a special edition in New York with Choir Studios, you know, with Podcast Shot.
Yeah.
So I'm doing an interview with Dev and Choir Studios.
Absolutely, man. That's amazing. Yeah.
It's gonna be dope, man. But go follow RNH Mag. You'll see the Nipsey cover on there, man. And look at the date of the post. That's what's most key. Look at the date of the post. Look how long ago that was.
Word.
6 years ago, bro. That was 6 years ago. I mean, 5 years ago.
Well,
no, it was 6 years ago because when we did it like right when Victory Lap was about to come out. It was like 3 months before Victory Lap came out.
Okay. Right.
Yes, go look at it. Make sure you follow that, comment on that, man. Share that. That was real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, man. That's the boy right there, man.
Yeah, that was dope, man. For real. Like, 100%. Absolutely. So I want to thank you for the podcast, man. And we get in there heavy, bro. Make sure you follow Music High Views Podcast on Apple and rate it. Also rate it on Spotify. And if you can, don't forget to, Max, make sure you rate us on Google Business. If you can, don't forget to do that. Rate us 5 stars and leave your honest review about our services and stuff, man. That means a lot to us.
Okay, yeah. For sure, man.
And I'll send you a link for that too, bro.
Yeah, okay.
And last thing, give out your Instagram handle so people can follow you on IG. Spell it out nice and slow for me.
Yeah, man. IG, that's Max_BoogieBND. So it's AX_BOOGIE.
RIP, we're in the building. Max Boogie, let's get it. Music High Views Podcast. Don't forget to hit that red button on your screen, man, to lead the podcast. Appreciate you, King. Let's get it.
Let's go.